Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another broadcast of The Zone. I am your host, Minister Thomas Miracle, or Tom Miracle, however you prefer. Tonight, or on this broadcast, we will talk about the vision of San Francisco. This vision was really powerful. At least to me it was. And once again, I wasn't praying for it. I wasn't asking God about San Francisco and what's going to happen to San Francisco. It just was a vision that I guess I must have been sleeping. I think I was asleep. I went to sleep and then I had this vision. I said, you don't have to believe me. I'm not asking you to. I'm sharing with you what I saw in the spirit of vision while I was sleeping off San Francisco and the surrounding areas. And it's a part of the storm warning because it's a vision that eventually is going to come. I don't know when. I don't know what hour. I'm not saying even the day. On this vision of San Francisco, I'm not going to tell you that I know the day or the hour. I don't. I just don't. It was so real. And the vision was like I was there, right in the midst of it happening at that time. And when I woke up, I was in a cold sweat. My sleep left me. I was dumbfounded that this would be brought into my direction. And so I've shared it on Facebook, just like I shared all the other messages of the 2010 dream. And now I share this one. This one's a hard one. This one is a hard one because unless people take heed, I don't know how you would do it, actually. I mean, you're right with God, for one. But you can only hope that when this takes place, that people won't die. But based on what it affects in the vision of San Francisco, there's a good possibility that could happen. I don't know. I'm going to share with you some things in this message that I added to because I've never been to San Francisco. I've never been on the Golden Gate Bridge or any part of that area. I've been close, but never to. So let's pray and just ask the Lord to bless this broadcast, shall we? Amen. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace. Thank you, God, that you're a God that cares for each and every one, that you love people. And that you, Lord Jesus, went to the cross, died and rose again to let us know that we can receive eternal life through you. I pray, Lord God, as this message goes forth, that it will wake people up. It'll give people something to think about. And hopefully, it'll bring people to a place where they're surrender their life to you and receive you as Savior and Lord. I pray, Lord God, that they may be able to hear, eyes to see spiritually. Let them know that this is a warning that comes from you. and just have your way in this podcast. I pray in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Okay. This was, like I said, a hard one. Because most of everything else, especially the tornado, the message on the tornado, the message on the glass, the message on the creatures in the dream, you know, the Holy Spirit took it and broke it down for me so I could understand it, what he was trying to say, and I wrote it down the best I could, or typed it, I should say. But this was, like I said, this was like a one package vision deal, I guess you could call it. I don't know. It really shocked me. It really shocked me what I was seeing, because I've never seen anything like that in a vision. So here's what I saw. And this happened about October 3rd, 2013. This is almost, well, it is. It's over a year, close to a year and a half ago. And I put down here, the vision was about 6-8 months ago before then. So 6-8 months, you're looking what? April? Somewhere in the beginning of the year. I saw an aerial view of what looked like a big hill. And as you came to their end, there were trees and grass, and there was a long bridge connected to another piece of land. And all of a sudden, the ground shook violently, and the bridge started to sway. And then it became severely twisted with great pressure. And then the bridge shattered into pieces. And I asked the Lord, "What is this place?" And I heard, "San Francisco. And great will be the fall of it." And then I was underground and I saw two earthquakes, one south and the other from the north of San Francisco. And the seismologists were able to detect the earthquakes and sent out a warning. But what they did not know was that these two forms of powerful energy were underneath the surface and were on a collision course to meet in that place where they would collide would be San Francisco. Immediately I woke up and I was in a cold sweat, like I just shared with you. My sleep left me and I was shook up, for it seemed I was actually there. I did not get a date when this would happen, but I do believe that this will happen. And I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ and all who live in San Francisco, in the San Francisco area, may God's mercy be upon them all. Well, like I said, it was a vision, and it was like an aerial view. It's like I was there. And the thing was that really got me was these hills. And the grass. And I saw this bridge just disintegrate before my eyes. And I'm like, what's going on here? Where am I? And like I said, I asked the Lord, and his answer was San Francisco, and great will be the fall of it. And then I woke up and I thought about it and thought about it and I thought about, how is that, can that be? You know, and dumb me, not knowing no better. You know, I was always under the impression, because I never really checked it out for myself, that the Golden Gate Bridge connected Oakland, California to San Francisco. And I did not know that it's part of 101, I believe, and it runs from the north end of San Francisco across the bay into Northern California. So here's the update. This is interesting. So I went to Fremont, California, early in the year of 2014. And the first time, that was the closest I had ever been to San Francisco. And I was visiting a church in Fremont, California. And I was looking at the map trying to figure out the best way to get to San Francisco, because like I said, I've never been to San Francisco. This vision I had of what this shaking and this bridge just disintegrating before my eyes, and then being underneath underground and watching these powerful, I don't know how to explain it, powerful, this powerful, and they were like they were just heading in the same direction. One was coming from the north, one coming from South San Francisco, and of energy, I guess you would call it. And it was streamlining or heading right directly underneath San Francisco. And of course, like I shared earlier just a few minutes ago, you know, the seismologists, they knew it. They the earthquake, everybody knew about it from north and south of San Francisco. Okay, we're good. But they didn't realize what was happening underneath. That these two forces were going to come together and meet in San Francisco. And when they meet, they're going to collide and explode. It's going to shake the earth. And it's going to shake everything in San Francisco and all the surrounding area. How far miles that is, I don't know. But I saw that bridge and I watched it disintegrate before my eyes. It's like a pretzel. It's like it just turned. Like somebody like wringing a cloth, you know. It's just like when you grab the thing and you just twist it. That's what I saw. And then all of a sudden that bridge just disintegrate. You know, just in the pieces flying all over. And I was, tell you the truth, I was shocked and scared. Like, why am I seeing this? And that's when I asked the Holy Spirit, I asked the Lord, I said, where am I? What's this all about? And I heard these words, San Francisco, and great will be the fall of it. And I went, whoa. But like I said before, I really had a hard time with this vision because I didn't do my homework. All my life I didn't do my homework. I always thought that the Golden Gate Bridge, like I said, connected Oakland, California with San Francisco. It ran east and west, but it does not. And I think, how in the world does hills and grass come out of a city at the end of the bay? I said, it's possible, but based on what I've seen on TV, I didn't see it. So it really, really threw me. So like I said, as I was looking at the map, trying to figure out the best way to get to San Francisco, I looked at the bridges, and I've always thought, like I just shared, that the San Francisco Bridge ran east and west, connecting Oakland, California. And that's why in the San Francisco earthquake dream, I had a hard time with the hills, trees, and grass. But I found out for the first time the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge ran north and south, and to the other side was an area with hills as you started to work your way into Northern California on 101. So then, like I said, this really worked on me. I couldn't understand where are hills and where is this green grass and how is it connected to a bridge if it's running east and west from Oakland to San Francisco. And like I said, I'm being honest with you people. I'm telling you the truth. Dum-dum me always thought it ran east and west. It connected the two cities. I didn't know that it connected the north end of San Francisco over into Northern California, which I can't even remember the name of that area now. I'm sure you all do know it. And I didn't know that Golden Gate Bridge went to 101, or was 101 going across the Golden Gate Bridge. And that's where the dream was. That's where the hills and the trees and the grass were. And there's where that bridge was, and it was destroyed, disintegrated. Just like someone turned it like you wring a cloth, and then that just snapped into millions and millions of pieces. And so I do know in the dream, the earthquake started and the bridge was destroyed, as I shared it. As for me, this dream confirmed this is from the Holy Spirit living God. And I stated before, I did not know the date or time. I don't know when, week, a year, 10 years, 100 years from now. All I know, based on that dream, there is a warning that is another devastating and destructive San Francisco earthquake that is yet to come. Wow, that's powerful. I'm telling you, and that's powerful. I don't know why God gave me that vision. I don't know why, but I know that it was surreal. It was so real to me. I mean, I never, like I said, I've never been to San Francisco. I've seen movies of San Francisco. I've never been on the Golden Gate Bridge. I've never been on any of those bridges. I've never been to Oakland, California. I've never been to San Francisco. I'm just, when I was in Fremont, was the only time I was really studying the area and seeing how many bridges there were and the connections and things like that. And then, like I said, it really caught my attention. Where this area of hills and trees and grasses north, on the north side of the Golden Gate Bridge. I can't remember the name of the county or whatever they call it, but it's the link up to Northern California. And I think what's interesting, and this may sound strange, but here we know, in 2015, we got a movie that is just coming out called Andreas. And they're talking about the Andreas Fault. And if you look at some of the previews, what they're showing on TV about the movie, there's a gigantic city, and it's shaking. It's being shaken to its core. And the earth is opening up. And there's panic. There's panic. There's destruction. It's a terrible time to be wherever that city's at. I don't know what city they're portraying. I don't. But when I saw that, it got my attention. It really got my attention. Because I go, my Lord, you know, I said, here, you give me this almost 2 years ago, and I've been sharing it on Facebook, sharing it on Second Spring Ministries blogspot.com. And I've been sharing it every chance I get a chance in churches or missions. I share the whole storm warning, the dream, and I end it with this. Letting people know that, you know, it's time to get right with the Lord. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm not going to be one of these people who say, oh, it's going to happen tomorrow, or it's going to happen at 5 o'clock. No, sorry. I did not get no time. I did not get no date. I got no year. Nothing. Zero. I was just got the vision. And what I saw, I was like, I was there. It was the most mind-boggling thing. It was like I was right in the middle of it. And being on the ground, watching these two gigantic energy forces working their way to our epicenter, which would be the San Francisco area, you knew that when the collision, when they hit, there would be a mighty powerful movement in the earth, and it would affect everything that's above, on top of the earth, cities, whatever. And it was so powerful, it took that bridge and disintegrated it. And I've never been on the bridge. I never drove on the bridge. I've never been to San Francisco. So like I said, it really threw me. It really did. I said, how can this be when Oakland, California, and San Francisco, that's where the Golden Gate Bridge is. It connects east to west. Dummy. I'm talking to myself. I mean, I'm only 50 years old, and I didn't even know this until I really researched it. I said, oh, man, this dream or this vision makes sense. There are the hills, there are the trees, and there's the grass. And there's a connection to the bridge. And there's another connection to the other side of the bridge. Wow. And it's gone. As this mighty, powerful shaking of the earth takes place. it just disintegrates like and just snaps, gone. So that's the vision of San Francisco. And like I said, you don't have to believe me. And I'm not giving no date, no time. But it's a part of the storm warning because God is, there's things happening in San Francisco that God ain't pleased with. And a lot of people know that. And but there's Christians there. There's Christians there. I know there is. And I believe God's given a warning. You know, I don't know why he gave me the vision. I believe it's just for everyone to realize time to get right with God. It's time to turn to him and repent of your sins and receive him as Savior and Lord. It's time to realize that we're coming. We are at the end of the age. We're there. We're in the minutes, the last few minutes of the end of this age. And then it's over. And I don't know what's going to happen to America when it comes to earthquakes and all the other things that's taking place. I know the Bible says that the earth groans, you know, to be brought back to where it was before the fall of Adam and Eve. I understand that. And so it groans to get back to where it was in perfect harmony, you know, and no sin on the earth. No, none of that. But I don't have the answer. All I know, Christ is the answer. And all I know is that this is something to be aware of. And no one can predict it. I know I can't. I'm not going to even try. I just know it's time to get right with God. And those who are Christians, to get ready. Be prepared. Well, whatever's coming this way, because it's coming. And, you know, I mean, you look at what's happened in Texas just 2 nights ago, I believe it was, on Sunday. You had an issue or a situation where a certain group was going to have pictures, you know, about this Prophet Muhammad. And apparently it got some religious extremists upset. And so I don't know if they drove out of Phoenix and came to Texas or they were already in Texas. But when this thing took off, they tried to do something. They had assault rifles and the police had to kill them. But it just shows you that this dream, this storm warning dream, it's coming to pass. Even the church, a lot of people don't want to accept that. They think, well, God's in control. He ain't got nothing to happen. Let me tell you once again. God is sovereign. God is holy, but he gives us choices. Like I told you, I shared with you. I saw in church a vision. I wasn't even thinking about what I saw. And I saw America. And there was darkness, blackness all around it. And that blackness looked like termites, and they were eating away on all sides of America, from the north to the south, east, west. Nothing was spared. And we're seeing it taking place now. I've shared, and I've brought this on Facebook over and over and over again, and I hear from certain ministers, or I can see it like, oh, you know, that's not good. We're just going to speak the prayer of faith, and it's going to go away, you know, and oh, that's not going to happen. Now that's going to happen to them. Well, guess what? It's happening. It's happening in America. You've got religious extremists who are out to kill people. Kill them. Because they're offended by somebody offending what they believe in. How crazy is that? See, you know, that's what... I'll be straight with you. People are, you know, really coming against the Christian people, I guess, caught, you know, because you have certain ones who won't bake cakes, and I don't know about that, but the point is, you know, because they're Christian, they're going after them because, you know, they don't accept homosexuality. So the target becomes the Christian. But let me tell you something about the Christian, the Christ-like. As a Christian, if someone don't believe what we're saying and share according to the word of God, if they don't want to receive Jesus Christ, we don't go out and let's sort of hit on, or let's finish their life. Or if you don't accept Christ, that you're over, your life is over. No, we don't. We don't do that. That's not scriptural, for one. So all these people who are bashing Christianity, especially the homosexual society, and others too, don't get me wrong, there's other groups as well, but the homosexual, they're killing them over there if they're homosexual. They hang them up and they kill them. So, but yet we, the Christian society, gets bashed, and bashed by the news, by the politicians, and by other people as well. But they better be thankful. I mean this. They better be thankful that we live according to the Word of God, and we realize that our enemy is not man. We realize our enemy is the devil, Satan, and the demons of hell. You know, we don't fight against flesh and blood. But these religious extremists, they do. And if you're homosexual and you go before them in Sharia law, over there on the other side, based on what I've seen, you'll be executed. Because that's not allowed in the man-made religion that they believe in. And that's what I call it, man-made. Because to me, there's only one God, one Lord, one Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ. And it's crazy. It's just, it's downright crazy. And we're seeing now in Texas. And they've even said, I got this. Now, how true this is, I believe it is true, but the reports are coming through. ISIS posted a warning. We have 71 trained soldiers in 15 states. 71 trained soldiers in 15 states. Are they puffing smoke? Are blowing smoke? I don't know. They're saying something. They're warning us. They're here. And God's been warning, through the storm warning dreams. And you know what? Here's the thing, people. Get this. Understand this. ISIS is only one of the signs of the storm. There's other storms developing. This is just one. There's many more to come. It's not all going to come out of ISIS. It's going to come out of different ways. That's why this vision that I saw about all the blackness around America, in other words, it's going to come so fast, so hard, you're not going to be able to get it all. So something's going to get in and penetrate and cause that kind of destruction. Now, what it is, I don't know. But I don't believe that ISIS is the storm. I believe it's part of the storm, but it's not all of the storm. But it has to be what I'm looking here for. It has to be noticed, and it has to be recognized that it's a threat to America, and of course the other nations as well. But like I said, it's here, and this is what the storm warning dream was talking about. And this is only one of the signs of the storm. The storm is on the horizon, and it's coming. In what ways, I don't know. You know it's coming. And I believe this ISIS scenario situation is just one of the signs. Just one of many that are coming this way. Or already here. I don't know. So what's important is, for each and every one of us, is to be anchored in Christ for the storm that's coming. What's important is He is the shelter in the midst of the storm. He is the one that can hold you in the midst of the storms. And the storm. We must realize, each and every one of us, that this life that we both now have, and if we see it with our moms and dads, our grandmas, grandpas, great-greats, and our ancestors, it's only for a season. It's only for a season. This life, this mortal life that you and I both have. I'm getting closer to 60. And I realize more than ever that my time is shorter than it was before. And there are so many times where by stupidity on my part, my life could have ended, but God spared me. I read about people who died very young, and in their 40s, you know, and younger, and you realize that as you get older, the more and more that really what this is all about is really two things. Life is really about two things. I really believe that with my heart. One, making a choice. And then preparing for the choice that you made. That's what this life's all about. Making a choice and preparing for the choice that you've made. So what do you mean by that, you say? Well, it's very simple. This is the time on our mortal life that we have the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord, or reject Him. And live our life and do our own thing and die in our sins and go to hell and eventually lake of fire. Or we receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we acknowledge our sin, we ask forgiveness of sins, and we live for Him according to His Word, which is the Bible, and we follow Him in this life and in the life to come, life everlasting. So that's the first step, making the choice. And then preparing for your eternal future. That's it. It's not about investing in yourself or investing to do things to build upon and watch it all crumble before your eyes as you get ready to leave this world. The only foundation that anyone can stand on through the storms and the winds of life is Christ. I've shared with you before, this is almost 40 years, and it's been hard, it's been difficult, but God's held on to me all these years. He has not let me go. I remember when my mom passed on and went on to be with the Lord, it shook me so much. And one of the first things He said to me when I knew that it was my mom had left this world, I'm not letting you go. I'm not letting you go. And that is great to know that even though you're crushed, even though you've been just pushed to a place where you feel empty and broken and rejected and hurt, God's just waiting with arms wide open to take you in. Take you in and be part of the family of God and have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and have eternal life. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but God's word will stand forever. Forever. And that's the word. The Bible says, I believe Jesus said, I might not get the words exactly right, but He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, lay up your treasures in heaven where they can't be destroyed or killed or robbed. Or not killed, you know, stolen or robbed or you know, perish. That's a better way. You know, here robbers can take your money, or you know, and or someone can, you know, the dollar in its own self is in a way depreciated. So we're on borrowed time. We're all on borrowed time, and it's only because of the mercy of God we get to live another day to get it right. And the way we can get it right is accepting Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord, asking forgiveness of our sins, and letting Him be the Lord of our life. So if you're ready to make that your prayer, if you're ready to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and realize that, you know, what's going to happen is going to happen. You know, but you need to be in the rock, which is Christ. You need to be in the Word so that you know what to do in any situation that comes your way, trusting and believing God's Word. But the first step is you got to get on the foundation, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. So if you're ready to pray that prayer, let's pray that prayer together, shall we? But you got to mean it from your heart. Like I said before, in all these broadcasts, you just can't pray a prayer. You got to mean it from your heart. And you just can't go, I want to make Jesus Christ my Savior, but I don't want him my Lord. Well, that's not going to work, because he's got to be the Lord of your life. You've got to surrender your will to his will. And I guarantee you, if you surrender your life to him and you let his will be your will, your life, you'll find out as you walk this walk of faith that he will be there to direct and lead you and guide you into all truth. All truth. But you got to come to that place. You got to come to that place where you're totally from your heart, want to repent of your sins, ask forgiveness of your sins, and receive Christ, not just Savior, but Lord also of your life. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for everyone that's out there. I pray, Lord God, as this message is going forth, that they realize that you're a God that is a God of mercy and love and compassion, and that you not willing to any perish, but all come to repentance. And God, our this life that we live is so short, but you give us this opportunity to make a choice, and that choice is receive your Savior, Lord, or not. And I pray, Lord, for all those who are now being convicted by the Holy Spirit, and they're being drawn to you, and their eyes, spiritual eyes, are being opened, and their spiritual ears are being opened, and they realize the emptiness and the brokenness inside. And the only one who can fill that void is you, Lord. And I ask now that you just touch and minister to them as they pray this prayer with me, and as they come to know you as Savior and Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I've sinned. I've ran away. But God, I can't take this no more. I'm done. I surrender my life to you. Change me, rearrange me, mold me into what you have me become. I ask now that you forgive me of all my sins, all my transgressions, all my wickedness. God, I can't come to a place in myself realizing how much you love me, that you forgive me. But your word says, if I ask forgiveness, you'll forgive me. And you'll come into my life, and you'll take this stony heart of flesh and make it stony heart and make it a heart of flesh. Father, right now I ask you to come into my life. I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. God, hold on to me no matter what. Don't let me go. Let your Holy Spirit baptize me with Holy Ghost and fire. I ask now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you just minister by your Spirit. Give me peace and give me joy. Take everything out of me that should not be. Behold, all things pass away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you, Lord, for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, that I can be with you and the saints and the angels of God forever and ever and ever. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it with all your heart unto the Lord, I want to say welcome into the family of God. If you'd like to share your testimony of how you received Christ as Savior and Lord, just want to say, hey, Tom, I missed a miracle. I heard your broadcast, and I just wanted to let you know I accepted Christ as Savior and Lord, and I'm going to find a local church where they preach the full word of God, and I'm going to continue on walking in Christ and living for him. You would like to share it with us, that'd be great. Or if you just have a prayer request or just want to just say hi, the P.O. Box number is 6261, Goodyear, Arizona, 85338. That's P.O. Box 6261, Goodyear, Arizona, 85338. Also, we have those Facebook groups we've been talking about on these broadcasts. They're the Storm Warning group, the Native American Christ, and the Continual Prayer for the Persecuted Church, America, the Nations, the Awakening. We believe in God. We're coming, I believe it's the 7th, which is now one day away for the National Day of Prayer for America. There's also Australia. They're praying and fasting for America to have the awakening. So if you get a chance, if you can't get out to the events where they're going to have these prayer times, that's understandable. Just be praying. We need prayer. And like I said, pray for a Nineveh move, a Nineveh movement of God, a great revival to take place, that those can be healed, stay set free, and delivered, that we can see many, by the thousands, and hopefully the millions will come to Christ during these last minutes of this the age that we're in. And like I said, you want to become my Facebook friend. My name on there is Thomas Miracle. My picture will be I Stand With Israel. And I also have another picture that says I Follow the Nazarene. And that picture is the one that ISIS uses to show who's a Christian and follows the Nazarene when they go in and they take over a city, or did take over a city, and kick out the Christians that are living in their homes, and make it now their place. They put that sign there saying these first people belong to the Nazarene. You know, they're marked. So that I'm marked too. I'm marked. The Lord owns me, and He's my Savior and my Lord, and He's been such a great God and a merciful and kind and loving God. I just it's an honor. It's an honor to be a part of the family of God. So, like I said, you just want to a prayer request. If you want to, you can share your prayer request on Facebook too. You know, even on the groups, we'd love to pray with you. And like I said, the phone number, if you need to contact me that way, you can get a hold of me through the ministry's phone number, which is 313-610-8437. That's 313-610-8437. Did I go with that again? Sorry. But before we go, I'd like to pray for people who need healing in their body, people who are hurting in their body. I would like to pray a prayer of faith and believe God that God is a God that answers prayer, and know that He can and will bring healing to those who are hurting. And He's a miracle working God. He is a great physician. He is the great I Am. I trust Him. And I know His word is true and faithful. And by His stripes we're healed. Amen. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for everybody is out there that's hearing the sound of my voice, that everybody that needs a touch of You, that needs healing in their body, whether it be just sickness, flu, or it may be something even worse than that, like cancer or the other diseases out there. I take authority in the name of Jesus over all the works of darkness, every sickness. This request I received from about this woman named Susan, I believe she needs prayer, and just thank You, Lord, for healing her. And this other young man who's talking about somebody or posted about wanting prayer for a friend of theirs who has cancer in the bone. We take authority over that cancer. We command it in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, I send Your word, Your healing anointed power, and it just manifests and flow into those in the hospitals, those who are shut in, those who just are asking for divine healing to come from You, the miracle working God, to do a miracle in their lives. Let faith come alive, and let the anointing of God break every yoke of bondage that's attacking every sickness and disease to go, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Well, this comes to the end of our broadcast for this time. I want to thank you once again for tuning in. I thank you all for the opportunity to share the storm warning dream and the vision of San Francisco. I just want to let you know that you can get a hold of us and share a testimony or prayer request, or just say hi. The PO Box once again is 6261 Goodyear, Arizona 85338. That's P.O. Box 6261, Goodyear, Arizona, 85338. And I will end this broadcast by what I've been sharing with you, and I truly believe it. People build empires, but God builds people. He builds you and I. Goodbye.